I'm going to move right into our next public hearing. Ordinance number 25-2013 is also a public hearing for this evening. This ordinance, present this evening, the meeting begins at 7:15. Present for this public hearing are all council members, Doug Hanem, Katie Capellini, Mike Brown, Mary Westfall, Mark Lutke, Ted Milner, Sandy Hussman, Law Director, Jim Moan, Kevin Aller, Chief Rodas, Bill Sanford. The mayor is in the audience, and again, many residents from the community are present. This ordinance is prohibiting future tube lighting in residential neighborhoods and does not allow the tube lighting on commercial buildings that face residential neighborhoods. The Planning Commission has agreed with this ordinance. Kevin, Mr. Aller, do you have any further comments, feedback, thoughts that you think would be helpful for the discussion?
On this one, I think the information that you have before you kind of speaks for itself. We had a concern of the illuminated tubing over a year ago, probably, time flies. We proposed the ordinance that you have before you, which basically still permits the illuminated tubing other than in areas that is either directly abuts residential property or is in residentially zoned areas. That's what we have before the Planning Commission has considered it and recommends the change.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. I think we'll follow the same procedure as we did the last time, and that's to open it up for public comment and then have our council members also have an opportunity for comments. So with that being said, I would say, again, if anyone is in favor of this ordinance, I would invite you to come to the microphone, give your name and your address at this time. Seeing no one, I will ask if there's anyone here to speak against this ordinance, and if so, I'd invite you to please come to the microphone and give your name and address at this time. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to make any general comments, neither for or against? Seeing no discussion, I would open it up to council members for any feedback or input that you might have at this time.
Yeah, I guess as I read this, as I understand this, had this been in place, this would have addressed our concerns of the folks on Haroon with lighting at Flower Hospital, correct? And going forward, as I think about some places where I think we have some of this on Monroe, maybe, and some of this on Alexis, those businesses would, for the most part, if they wanted to have tube lighting, they could have it on the front of the building, but probably not on the back, because the back faces residential areas, right?
Right.
Okay. I think I said before, these are ugly, but people get to do what they want to do, I guess, so we'll just live with it. That sounds like a reasonable accommodation.
Yeah, I'd like to see this move on to council for action as quickly as we possibly can. I think we've had several committee meetings about it. We've heard a lot of input. If at all appropriate, I'd like to see that quickly.
Is that a recommendation then for this evening?
I'd like to, yeah.
To make a motion to recommend council approve.
Yeah.
It's ordinance 25-2013.
Correct. Would you like to be the chairman of the committee?
Sure, I would like. I'll move that we recommend to council to adopt ordinance number 25-2013.
Second.
Well, could we make an amendment? Can that make it to the agenda tonight, or is that on language?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But could we add that?
I think we've already had it in the packet, right? Oh, we have new copies. Yep. So yes,
so
we'll do that tonight.
So the motion is that it goes to tonight's meeting.
Right, I would second that. Yeah.
So we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That was easy. So this is the council tonight, and seeing no further discussion, we'll adjourn the meeting for the public hearing for this ordinance 25-2013 at 7:20. Thank you.